on the issue of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, I saw a problem and went to Congress and said, look, this is a group of enterprises that have got an implicit government guarantee, and they're taking risky stances, and therefore we ought to regulate them. If they've got a government implicit guarantee, there ought to be some sense of regulation to make sure they don't misuse that guarantee. And I make it clear in the book what happened, and that is that powerful forces in Congress resisted that reform. Whether if those reforms had taken place in 2003, it's hard to predict whether or not this crisis would have occurred. But I'm comfortable in telling the reader, and comfortable that history will judge, that we try to do something about it.
Well, you talk about the people that got us into trouble. Some people think it wasn't Wall Street by themselves. Some people think it was the Democrat Party. You talk about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the whole subprime mortgage mess. I mean, that was a brainchild of Democrats.
Yeah, that's right.
But this is we bailed the Democrats out of a problem too, and they continue to this day to blame you and the Republicans for it.